taken out of silk in Japan. I can make most anything, but I can't make a man. Now I can make a dinner, not like a beginner. I won't have to open a can. I can make most anything, but I can't make a man. I can take an old hat, make it look like new. Just add a ribbon or two. That's what I do to cut expenses. Now I can make a dollar, jump right up and holler, talk about your lemon meringue. I can make most anything, but I can't make that man.
Can make a man. The Travelers, which was a Dorsey Brothers group. yep, I can make a man from that Can't Help Loving That Man album, too, from 1930s. Before that, the Cotton Pickers, this time Hoagy taking the more forceful masculine role. St. Louis Gal from 1929, I believe that was Marlon Hurt as the St. Louis Gal. Starting, and that was the Cotton Pickers, starting with Leighton and Johnstone, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes from 1930. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. We like to have people stream, so by all means, do so. It's much appreciated. We continue with Mildred Bailey. What Kind of Man Is You?
Thank you.
What Kind of Man Is You? Eddie Lang and his orchestra. Mildred Bailey, probably, I think it's her first record, I believe. 1929. Now we salute Lorenz Hart, Larry Hart, the amazing lyricist whom I greatly admire. As far as lyricists go, he's way up there at the top of the list. Just about. He's up there with Dorothy Fields and Ira Gershwin, W.S. Gilbert, all those guys. And we have to salute him. He was gay, and amazing writer. So here are some examples of his lyrical craft. We're going to play Hutch, Leslie Hutchinson, singing With a Song in My Heart from 1930.
That we meet every night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time. To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're exceedingly sweet, so whenever we happen, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells me you're standing here. And at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a love such as ours came to be? But I always knew I could live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Because you're married to me. on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue tents. You'll sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. Da 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 dee, da dee da.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, or two rooms, where
every day's a holiday. Because you're married to me, oh, I love you, Molly.
Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I
can smoke my pipe away with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs.
You saw your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not
so far from worldly.
Three recordings featuring the lyrics of Lorenz Hart, Up on Your Toes, the On Your Toes melody, that was from 1937. That was one of his, toward the end, getting there and still doing a wonderful job. He had a problem with alcohol, as many people do, but incredible lyric writer. Before that, the Revelers, The Blue Room from 1926, starting with Leslie Hutchinson, Hutch on record, with A Song in My Heart. My wife was saying that's a lovely song. It sure is. 1930, definitely. Now we're going into play three selections from that compilation, Can't Help Loving That Man. We're going to start with Bing Crosby, and we might as well just jump in with both feet and let her rip. Here's Bing Crosby from 1929 singing Gay Love.
The silvery moon finds me alone tonight with only thoughts of you. The little stars are twinkling oh so bright, no wonder I am blue. Like a ray of sun with glaring light, you have brought the love that's burning. The happy spell of you now holds me tight, for you I keep on yearning. Gay love, with your heart I will play, love, until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. Your love is the kind I adore, love, something worth living for, love, every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, gay love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too? Magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, hey, love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me.
Believe that everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. When I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I've got a lot of what I've got, and what I've got's all mine. And I assure you I can cure you if you're feeling blue. Come up and see me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat, and I've got a brand new line. And maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and see me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all, letters that tall, that you'd be falling for me. 'Cause I am free and you appeal to me. But how could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime. Sometime too. Oh, and bring your music, will you? Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon would be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all, with letters that tall, that you'd be falling for me. 'Cause I am free and you appeal to me. Tell me, how could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime, if you can take it. Come up and see me sometime. Will you, Toots? Huh?
I swear I could hear giggling back there in that record. Those guys were loving it. That was a, I don't think that was released. I think it escaped. Cliff Edwards camping it way, way the hell up there. Come up and see me sometime, 1933, on the show that's got a lot of what it's got, Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr., and I've got a lot of what I've got, too, but I've got to deal with that myself. Before that, Sam Lennon's Famous Players, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, The Man I Love, 1927, beginning with Bing Crosby singing a panegyric. I won't say a peon because I don't know if it goes that far. To Gay Love, 1929, here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Take a trip across the pond with some gender bending at the beginning of this set. Unusual material, to say the least. Douglas Bing, Flora MacDonald from 1932.
Cold nights of youth on guard, Angus. Oh, hey, Sandy, but war's war, and the cause of the young Charles Stuart must be fought to a finish. Look, there's someone riding through the glen. Aye, and a fine figure of a lassie it is, too. Halt! Who goes there? All right, boys, it's only Flora, a true friend of Scotland and bonny Prince Charlie. Hooray! Hooray! Sit down and I'll tell you all about yourself. Now, of all the clans in Scottish lands, there's none that can compare with the bonny old Clan MacDonald, and you'll find him everywhere. Pride of the pack was Flora Mac, that's me. The flower of the flock. Her heel and fling made everything turn purple with the shock. Flora MacDonald, Flora MacDonald, heavy with haggis and dripping with dew. Money's the night I've been out in the heather,
bending the bracken with young Charlie Stew. Flora MacDonald, Flora MacDonald, was she when Charles called her and bade her go forth. Clutched his kilt and went over the border. Oh, well over the border. Old Flo MacDonald, the hen of the north. Oh, hi! Now, Miss Thoth, still fly to time gone by when Charlie came to sup and the money of bro brech mulech nech. Oh, my God. I had to put him up. One night I found his appetite was all fucking and raw. But I said, no, you'll have your oats in bed and not before. Oh, he was very fond of porridge. But you know, girl, we girls had to be very firm in the days of the Scottish Wars. We had to do our bit. We had to do a good deal. What a year. What a year. Oh, those banks and braes of Bonny Doon. Everyone was so busy there was nowhere to lie Doon at all. But Scotland was very gay. People taking high roads and low roads and bodies meeting bodies through the rye. At any moment you might get your feet cut off with a sickle. And not always your feet. And the people who came to see us, the visitors. I shall never forget those afternoons when the Campbells were coming to tea. Most extraordinary family, the Campbells. The maid used to rush in and say, the Campbells are coming, and all, the Campbells are coming, and all. I got sick of it. Most peculiar family, the Campbells. Always coming, never arrived. I didn't know where you were. They no sooner got a gathering of the Glens, and one of them burst his bagpipes, and the party was off. Still on we went merrily on, fleeing before the enemy, and the life and soul of the whole campaign was Charles Stuart himself. I will say that. You know, they used to call him the young pretender. I had to hide him under my skirt once for safety. Not much pretense about him. But what a sport. What a sport. There he was out in the morning playing those Heelan games with the men. Do you know he once tossed the cabre so far he was found stuck in an old lady's girdle cake in Inverness? Miles away. We never saw it again. But through it all, whether in sadness or in gladness, with the sound of the peabrock rocking over the hill, there was always Flora MacDonald, Flora MacDonald, blue roof with porridge again and again, oops on the moors with the wind in her tartan. Oh, those young grouse, gooey, tweet, 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 tweet. And never a sign of an old button then, whatever that was. Flora MacDonald, Flora MacDonald, deep as the sea in the old first of force, and never a traitor shall snatch at us foreign, old Flo MacDonald, the pest of the north.
I'm Bert. Perhaps you've heard of me, Bert. You've had word of me plodding along, happy and strong, living on plates of fresh air. I thrive up in fashion, and when I am feeling depressed, I shave from my cuff all the whiskers and fluff, stick my hat on and toddle up with. I'm Burlington Curtis. I rise at 10:30, then saunter along like a swan. I walk down the Strand with my gloves on my hands, then I walk down again with them on. I'm all airs and graces, collect easy paces. So long without food, I forgot where my place is. I'm Bert. Bert, I haven't a shirt, but my people are well off, you know. Nearly everyone knows me from Smith to Lord Rosebery. I'm Burlington Bertie Flumbo. I stroll with Lord Hurlington, roll in the Burlington, call for champagne, walk out again. Come back and borrow the ink. I live most expensive, like Tom Lipton. I'm in the swim. He's got so much oomph that he sleeps on the roof, and I sleep in the room over him. I'm Burlington Bertie. I rise at 10:30, then reach Sandown Park about 3. I stand by the rail when a horse is for sale. And you ought to see Cunliffe watch me. I lean on some morning while Lord Darby's yawning. Then he bids 2,000 and I bid good morning. I'm first. First, I'd buy one of them. But where could I keep it, you know? I can't let my men see me in bed with a Gigi. I'm Burlington Bertie Plumbo. My foe, so ironical show, that my monocle holds up my face, keeps it in place, stops it from slipping away. Cigars, cigars. I smoke thousands, I usually deal in the Strand. But you have to take care when you're getting them there, or some idiot might stand on your hand. I'm Burlington Bertie, I rise at 10:30, in Buckingham Palace I view. I stand in the yard while they're changing the guard, and the king shouts across, Toodaloo! The Prince of Wales' brother, along with some other, slapped me on the back and says, come and see mother. I'm first. First, and royalty's first. When they ask me to dine, I say no. I've just had a banana with Lady Diana. I'm Burlington Bertie Plumbo.
Listen, Ronald.
Yes, what is it, Monty?
We've got to make a perfectly clean record this time.
Perfectly clean record?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Good.
If it's got to be like that, you better play something classical.
Something classical? Me?
Yeah. Something of Dick's Bags.
Dick's Bags?
Richard Strauss's, I mean. Do you know Hiawatha?
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha, fool to ask you. Of course you do. Now, Anna, instead of singing, I'll dance. That'll be clean. Are you ready? One, two. Marvelous dance. I wish you could see it. Oh, it's very breathless. One leg's up. Now the other. Now I'm doing the split. Listen to the taps. They're marvelous. Now I think I better sing. Listen, chaps, you've often paused to wonder what made Miss Blank with Mr. So-and-so. To you it seemed a most amazing blunder. I'll whisper you the answer, then you'll know. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. They're attracted by the donkey, or there'll never be a mule. Look at Queen Elizabeth, whose features quite appalled. The Virgin Queen, they called her, yet many she enthralled. The Duke of Essex gave the lie to what she's always called, so she must have had some sex appeal for him. Sex appeal, some curse and others bless it, but whoever coined that hyphenated word would never say some do, some don't possess it. Such a statement would be obviously absurd. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule, attracted by the donkey or could never be a mule. There's the Indian damsel at a fair who wed a handsome swain. She's got the world tattooed all over her, which makes her very plain. But he's gone to live in India, although he's keen on Spain. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. For instance, there's a lovely girl on whom you've got a crunch, but she married someone undersized who looks like Mr. Punch. And they go to bed at 6 p.m. and don't get up till lunch, so he must have had some sex appeal for her. There's a shop girl working daily 9 to 6 without a rest. She married a night watchman at a jeweler's shop up west, so neither of them ever sees the other one undressed. But they must have had some sex appeal for each other. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the horses prove this rule, attracted by the donkey or there'd never be a mule. The little chap who married someone statuesque and grand, he's worn himself to ribbons, at least I understand. through climbing up to kiss her and sliding back to land. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. Vodio do, vodio do, rumpa-chimpa-lumpa-da-boom-pa-dum-pa-chin-a-gum-bum, rumpa-dee-bum. There you are.
Everybody's got sex appeal for someone. Well, that's sort of a general statement, but I'm glad it's true because certainly doesn't keeps my Saturday nights busy. That was Monty Crick and Ronald Franco. What I just said, everyone's got sex appeal for someone, from 1933. Before that, Ella Shields in Male Drag, Burlington Birdie from Bow, from 1916. Starting with Douglas Bing and the persona of Flora McDonald from 1932. some bawdy stuff there, but fun on WHCL, and it's I'm sure it's obscure enough that the more tender-hearted listeners would not be able to delve into some of those things, and double, single, and multiple entendre even. So we continue now with Ethel Waters from 1925, Dinah.
Effect of me, what else can I do? You're going for her too. Who's got those seasonal wrapped up in a nifty clothes. No one but my Liza Lee. Who's got that flirting dash? Whose eyes are full of pain? No one but my Liza Lee. Oh, listen, brother, look at those lips and eyes. And listen, brother, could we synchronize? Oh, who knocked me for a loop? Who's got me boop-a-doop? No one but my Liza Lee. Who's got those seasonal wrapped up in a nifty clothes? No one but my Liza Lee. Oh, Liza. Who's got that flirt man? Whose eyes are full of pain? No one but my Liza Lee. Oh, listen, brother, look at those lips and eyes. And listen, brother, couldn't we synchronize? Oh, knock me for a loop. Got me
boop-a-doop, no one but my Liza Lee. There's a locomotive puffing at the station, fairly well, Annabelle. And I know you need a little consolation, fairly well, Annabelle.
When you feel that you're out in the rain,
when you feel you're out in the rain, think of me on that train, oh train.
Coal observation car, looking for you in the dark.
I'm looking for you, but it's all in vain. I'll send a telegram from every station, fairly well, Annabelle. If your family wants a little information, say that I'm doing
12. And when I come back with a pocket full of jack, you'll have something grand to tell.
I'll take you on a honeymoon vacation, fairly well.
Over the river, cheerio, my dear.
Over the river, cheerio, my dear.
For her in spring, it's the cunningest thing with the a little one, hope we'll have them soon. After I get down further in the list, for a little bluebird. Come on, everybody, join in now. As a bee, saving every dime, work is late to me, cause I know that I'm there to meet the next.
Lovely, darling, oh, lovely, dear, lovely. I'll have it ready for her in spring. It's the cunningest thing. With that little song, and I got it on easy. There's a tiny room for a little one. Hope we'll have him soon. After I get done feathering the nest.
Sophie Tucker in a gender-bending performance there, somewhat, anyway. 1929, I'm Feathering a Nest. Before that, a double play, The Boswell Sisters, A Fare Thee Well, Annabelle, from 1935. Before that, Liza Lee, from a radio broadcast, featuring Eddie Lang, on guitar, from 1931. Beginning with Ethel Waters and her big hit, her first big hit, Dinah, from 1925. Now, could be the Dorothy Brothers, but actually it's the Dorsey Brothers. For Evening Star,
I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues, beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look right, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
I guess I've painting the clouds with sunshine. When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. Well, you know, I don't have to pretend anything. I'm married and all that, but I appreciate this material, and I thought it might be interesting. I'm sure a lot of people next week it'll be different. Next week you'll hear other things, but I wanted to do this. I've been wanting to do a show like this. My wife said, "Yeah, she loves this stuff. She's fascinated by it, and I don't know why, but she loves it. And Love, Valor, and Compassion is one of her favorite movies. So why? I guess I was the softest male she could find that could still carry the mail. Anyway." I'm Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, Roy Fox's Montmartre Orchestra from 1929. Brunswick 78 off a recent eBay cash of such off an out of an album, and not too bad. I ran it through my equalizer and sounds pretty darn good for a rush job here. Before that, Dorsey Brothers, Evening Star, 1928, Jazz Oracle. And now for my wife, who's well, first let me say, this is Andy Sr. This is Radiola at 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL, WHCL.org. This will go up soon on Live 365, and I hope you'll be there to hear it. I trust and I pray if you want to hear it again. And if you really disdain this stuff and you just don't like what I've been doing tonight, then next week it'll be a different show. And that's the good thing about this show, because it's a different theme every week. So next week I can do something totally non-threatening for those who were threatened by this stuff. And those who liked it, I'm glad you liked it, because I like it too. Next week, who knows what I'll do. I haven't thought of it yet. Now, in honor of my wife, who accompanies me on this weekly jaunt up the hill to Hamilton College to do the show, Fats Waller and His Rhythm, from, I think, 39, Sweet Sue, Just You.
Every star above knows the one I love. Sweet Sue, it's you. And that moon on high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, so secure it's you. No one else it seems ever shared. heart of mine. You live all the time. Sweet Susie, 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 you, you. Susie, 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 Susie.